My name is Allison Buxer. My colleague is Colleen Bajajian. Together we're going to be doing this presentation. We have a lot of slides. We set it up originally. Could you hand me... excuse me. I'm a little bit mobilized. Thinking that... here we go. The reason we include so many slides is so that if anybody wants to set this up in other states, they're very much welcome to. So we're not going to try and cover everything today. We just want to make sure that you had the information if you needed it. As you know, we're facing national crisis in recruiting oral health professionals, dentists, dental hygienists, and dental assistants. Rhode Island certainly faces the same issues. We don't have a dental school in the state. We have very limited dental hygiene, and we don't have enough dental assistants. We're going to need many, many more. So we're trying to figure out how to do things. In Rhode Island, we do things a little bit differently. For example, here's our mascot. We have the largest freestanding insect in the world. We dress him up for Halloween. So we decide, okay, what can we do a little bit differently? What we decided to do was to set up a program that would basically train... welfare-to-work program, training women who are on the federal FIP program, financial dependence program, to become dental assistants, thinking this way they could enter the career field, get something very strong, get a new strong source of income for themselves and their families, and also help deal with our dental shortage. This has taken us 3 years to develop. It should not have taken us this long. We started in 2003, and we didn't graduate our first class until 2006. Originally, it was set up as a training program, but we hit a lot of snags with that. Our biggest problem was finding a site. In order to train dental assistants, much of it's hands-on. How do you pass the instruments? How do you make the patient comfortable? A lot of hands-on training. You have to have an operatory. We had a lot of problems with this. The safety net sites were much, much too busy. They thought it was a great idea. They all needed more dental assistants. Unfortunately, they were too busy to do so. We ran some political issues with some other sites. And so finally, we built the operatory ourselves. It was built at the Rhode Island Free Clinic, which is the only site in Massachusetts, in Rhode Island, remember the bug, that provides free care to uninsured adults. This is just a lot of information about what we had to do. We had to find a site with running water, large enough to hold dental chairs, things like that. So we include a great deal of information in here in case any of you suddenly decide, yes, we want to set up a dental assisting program like this. We had a lot of partners involved in it. We could not have gotten this through. We originally set it up for only two partners, the Rhode Island Department of Human Services and the RightWorks program, which administers the Family Independence Program. Unfortunately, as we said, we couldn't get it off the ground that way, but it worked out very well because we were able to include many more people. All right, program design. It was a pilot project. It was only 8 weeks. There is one dental assisting program in the state being taught by Community College of Rhode Island, but that's 9 months. This and cost quite a bit of money for people on welfare. They could not have done it. We designed the program to help parents enter the workforce. It was included both laboratory and classroom work. We included actual internships in practicing dentist offices, both in community dentists and in safety net sites. Interns received a stipend for their work in the dental offices, so they were paid. This was a job they were expected to go to, do well. The dentist knew they were interns, but they would be requiring some care. The funding, it was not an expensive project, cost under $30,000. Most of it came from the Rhode Island Department of Human Services, from a Robert Wood Johnson grant we had. We also obtained additional grants for supplies. We talked with the Sullivan Shine Dental Equipment Company. They donated thousands of dollars of equipment and labor, and we got many more supplies from many other places. Just to let you know, setting up a dental office will cost well over $10,000. We had $1,500 to buy all of our supplies. But by God, we did it anyway. We also had a lot of donations, including wall x-ray, Panorex unit, a whole ultrasonic cleaners, a whole lot of things. It's amazing. dentists, the community want to support this kind of program. They're incredibly generous, and you can hit them up, and boy, they will give. And because we did it through the Rhode Island Free Clinic, all the donations were tax deductible, which worked out really nice. But that is a huge issue, is getting the supplies through here. Just a quick overview of our schedule. And the testing, we had weekly written exams. We did not have any written final. Instead, it was a practical exam. A dentist from the community came in to test all the students. We had weekly, as I said, we had weekly quizzes, and we put down what everything is going to be for here. You can see everything that we were doing. Whoops, oh, yeah, sorry. This sort of interferes with the brain in general. This is a brief overview of our budget. A big portion of it simply went to setting up the operatory. And then we had to have student supplies, lab supplies, graduation expenses, a lot of different things. Screening was tremendously important. We wanted to make sure everyone had at least a ninth grade reading level, clean criminal background check, all these other issues. You have to be able to do very strong screening of your students. They're going to be going into there. I'm almost done. Okay. Student profiles, we had 7 students start. They were all single mothers on FIP, but the 2 of them unfortunately left the state within a month of graduation for family reasons, but the remaining 3 stuck through it. So, moving on. Actually, we did pretty well with that. Okay. Thank you. All right. You're up next.
Hi, I'm Colleen. I was the dental instructor for the program. I was employed by Rhode Island College Outreach, which is a training program. They are an organization which has been in existence for about 20 years. Their student population is 68% minorities. They generally work with RightWorks and FIP. They accept students from the unemployment center, as well as FIP, which is where our students came from. The challenges I wanted to address setting up a class like this, I called it policy for this population. The students I worked with had many histories that were challenging and difficult. One of the most important aspects of the curriculum, I felt, was the first week where we had counseling and coaching. This is where we had a counselor come in and work with this group of students and teach them basically skills, lifestyle skills, that would enable them to get out there in the real working world. Because again, our population were young women, single parents with no jobs and depending on welfare for support. Oh, sorry. I can give her another injury. One of the other critical challenges was the operatory itself. We found that we had a very small budget. I noticed this gentleman with a big smile when he saw the budget of $1,500. I know there's a dentist up here who knows that setting up an operatory with that amount of money is unheard of. But as Allison said, we did manage to make this work. A lot of the reasons was because we had supportive dentists in our community donate a lot of items. They also came in and gave presentations. So the items we did not have, for example, when we taught crown and bridge, alginate impressions, composites, anyone who knows anything about dental materials know the costs for those type of materials. The dentists that would come in to teach our students brought these items with them, and this enabled the girls to have hands-on experience with the real materials. The internships were critical in making this program a success. The internships were 4 weeks out of the 8 weeks where the students were interning at offices from 9 to 4, 2 days a week. Okay, we're going to go on. Lastly, I just want to get to the conclusion because I'm probably running out of time. The biggest challenge for me is to talk within 5 minutes, because anyone who knows me knows that that's almost impossible. I'm just going to get right to our conclusion. This program, excuse me, I thought this program was fabulous because we did a lot of things. Excuse me. We addressed the issue of the call to action, the 2003 report, where we were asked to increase the population of the oral health care workforce. We did that by having more dental assistants out there to help the dentist. Not only that, the dental assistants that we trained were, the majority were from minorities. Also, the Rhode Island Free Clinic, where the operatory now is in existence, although at this time currently it is not fully operational in serving low-income families, but it is our goal in the future that this will be happening. And finally, we took 5 students, and these girls, who probably did not have in the beginning a very positive outcome, now are working in a medical field and feeling wonderful about themselves and setting wonderful examples for their children. Thank you.